Time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Yeah, I think we'll just do comments. That should be fodder for some conversation about, you know, people be crazy. Yeah. This really shouldn't be that complicated, right? You're sitting here on a planet in space. And a lot of this stuff is, you know, you can point to it and figure out what it is. This shouldn't be that complicated, right? To tell the story of what the fuck are we doing here and what's a good idea and what's a bad idea, right? So I can figure out what's a good idea. It's a good idea that I get cured of any disease I might have. It's a good idea that I feel good, and it's a bad idea that I feel bad. You know, it's not that complicated. And there's lots of ways to do that, and we could talk about, you know, how our psychologies are programmed and whether, you know, low maintenance versus high maintenance. You know, if it's really just about feeling good, then maybe we should all feel good doing something simple and productive. You know, we should enjoy watching the Cure Cancer Bowl instead of the Super Bowl. Right, we should enjoy, if it's possible, being educated rather than, you know, watching some soap opera on TV eating Fritos. I mean, it sort of just makes sense that if you're going to design one of these machines, it should use less electricity and produce more blinky lights and, you know, little smiley faces and soda or whatever we produce. That's it. That's all. There's no other deeper conversation, really, than just to say what's efficient in this circumstance. What's a rational response? So even like the whole right to die thing shouldn't even be a conversation, right? We shouldn't have to convince other people that it's really dumb. Like if somebody's 96 years old and, you know, they know they're done. They just broke their hip and they got nothing to look forward to, and it's game over. And they should just be able to say, it'd be nice if I didn't wake up tomorrow, right? Let me go to sleep tonight, and I'll just not wake up, okay? And we can make that happen, and we don't. And instead, we just drag it out and force them to starve or do something. You know, we just force it to be completely, unnecessarily brutal and painful. I mean, in a world where you have to make that argument, where you have to explain to other sentient beings that there's no point in wasting your pain and suffering. Yeah, I mean, that's just so pathetic, you know, that even that argument can't be, that it can't survive our democracy. Our democracy can't handle it. It can't get the right answer. I mean, just too stupid. All right, back. So, leave us begin. All right, so the first comment is just,
Mars doesn't exist as an actual solid world. Globe space is science fiction.
Yeah, whatever. It's just, this is obviously just trolley crap. I mean, you know, what does this person actually believe? And if he actually believes this, isn't it, you know, this is the kind of brain that should just be put out of commission, right? I mean, this is a computer doing anti-computations. It's like, it can't get anything right. You know, it thinks it's off when it's on or something. I mean, it's just so broken. And what's the fucking point of preserving this? This functionality is beneath, like a ladybug. Even bugs know how to be bugs. I mean, there's no brain here, you know. You can't possibly, human civilization can't lose anything by not letting this thing wake up. You know, fuck. Oh, it's just so bad. Fuck you. Too silly. All right, at 3:22, we get a bonus eek, I guess. Anyway, that's always my favorite part. Okay, well, that's just too trivial, but whatever, fine. All right, this guy has no soul. Now, you know, that's just bizarre, because, you know, I'd argue that, you know, the whole time I've been on the internet, my soul is bleeding right on the camera. I mean, you know, you don't have to look too hard to see the soul just bleeding out. You know, the wounds are... You know, so if we say a soul has something to do with having some kind of deep feelings, you know, or some kind of capacity to feel and to empathize and to blah, blah. Yeah, I'd say I have one of those. You know, I have that capacity, plenty of capacity to be disturbed. You know, I'm disturbed by sirens. I'm disturbed by lots of things. What I'm not doing is I'm not, you know, somebody doesn't do a little pageant, a little play goes by, you know, where they're, you know, a bunch of silver-lined clouds flies into view and they're playing God Bless America or something and, you know, waving the Confederate flag or whatever. Yeah, that doesn't charm the fuck out of me, you know. So, yeah, it's true. That you can't do some little play or you can't just make a little statue of somebody. You know, and I think everything's all right. Look at the statue is happy and, you know, it's a conquering hero, so everything must be fine. Yeah, my soul isn't affected by trivial crap that you use to justify your existence. Oh, I can see myself in the shine on my car. I mean, I don't know what gets you off, okay? You know, but I'm sure this person accusing somebody else of having no soul is, you know, watching Family Guy or something. You know, so fuck you. God, what a stupid comment. Oh. Puke. So I guess by soul he means I don't believe Noah, you know, lived 800 years and built a boat with dinosaurs on it. Ugh, anyway. Dragons. Fuck you. Too silly. Alright. Does this guy still fucking hold to sentience as the basis of morality? So again, I've never held that the word morality is a very good way of saying value. Okay, I mean, it just isn't, okay? It's dogmatic crapola morality. So yes, I still hold to the statement that the nature of our capacity to feel is the origin of any value that's in the universe. That, you know, making buildings is not valuable, okay? I mean, you know, paving the most highway on earth possible is not value. The value is in the quality of the existence of the feeling organisms. You know, whether or not bacteria are having a good day and they're taking over or not taking over, you know, that doesn't make any difference, okay? It's just the stuff with brains and the stuff with brains capable of experiencing this phenomenon of sensation. And yes, if you can make something hurting feel better, you've done a good thing. Duh. Oh, amazing that you have to explain that to a fucking human being. All right, claiming that no one else has any original thought. So that's not my claim, but I'm just going by what's apparent. So go ahead, link me to the original thinking Einstein. Show me somebody talking something other than mostly complete fucking shit. So link me to your leader, okay? Your original thought leader. Show me. All right, sentience is a shit standard for, again, he says, morality. When, you know, I have made, literally, you know, more than 100 videos, I have stated this objection I have to the use of the word morality for some understanding of what does value include. What do we include as the meaningful bit here? What's the root of value? What makes the dollar bill valuable? Is it the fact that the coal miner has to go deep into the ground and, you know, ruin his lungs and potentially get squished? You know, is it the blood that's on the money? Or is it something else that makes the dollar valuable? You know, Elon Musk makes money valuable. What exactly is your understanding of what makes anything on this planet meaningful? I mean, is a cure for cancer a good thing because it cures the grief and suffering of human beings? Or is it a good thing because, well, a lot of people made some money doing it? I mean, what's your theory, fuckhead? God, what a... Oh, all right, so anyway, standard and hardly new. Well, why does everything I have to say have to be new? I mean, can't I argue? I mean, I'll argue and defend the round Earth theory, you know, the spherical Earth theory. I didn't invent that theory. I wasn't the first one to observe it as being a pretty convincingly proved theory. I didn't invent evolution. You know, but I defend it. It's a pretty damn good theory. I mean, what does new have to do with it? These are all old arguments, in a sense. You know, we're still arguing against religious fables. So what's new? I'm not the first one to do that. I mean, God damn. I mean, that's just like changing the goalpost or something. So it really is your theory that unless your theory is new, it's not worth listening to, and not worth listening to any arguments that aren't new arguments. Is that your theory? Sucks. Yeah. I'll vote against it. let it run for something so I can vote against it. All right. Antinatalism is a joke. And you will prove that with what? Of an argument. Debunked this shit 15 years ago. So no chance he did any such thing. So let's see who this fuckhead is. It's fuckhead! Oh, yeah, yeah. So now he's doing what? Rap and hip. He doesn't have videos. So it's just playlists of other people's videos. Oh, and he did something. I don't think you did. All right. So, fuck that. I guess I'll block him. Just for even impersonating a video maker. You know, that would be reason enough. Comment should be here. That doesn't seem right. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so fuck you. I think we'll just get rid of you. But this is just such... tripe and garbage. You can't do better than this. You didn't make an argument here. Ugh, fuck you. Alright. The sound is missing. Okay, yeah, so you don't know the context of YouTube. YouTube broke all of my videos. So there was a period of time where YouTube changed how it processed videos, you know, to make them into different format. High resolution, low resolution, all that stuff. And they went to FFmpeg. You know, they went to a open source software to do the conversion. And the open source software, you know, works really well at doing some things, but there was one particular file format that it totally fucked. And so all my videos, well, half my videos were in that file format, and they all got fucked. Okay, so no sound. Now, over the years, they fix them, they break them, they fix them, they break them. So it just kind of depends on what computer of YouTube's is reprocessing the videos, which they do every now and then for whatever reason. And so, yes, some of the videos, the older videos, still don't have sound because YouTube, you know, broke them. Okay, I know you've certainly seen this one or other video by you. Okay, so you've seen it, you know it. Okay, never seen this happen before on others. So is it YouTube blocking it out because of the stupid subject, because of the subject matter? No, it's obviously an older video. Look at it. And it's just part of the legacy of the video being in a format. The original format wasn't compatible with the converting software. I shouldn't even waste all this time on this subject. I'm not gonna respond to the comments, so I'll remove it just because I don't want people focusing on something that's just not useful. Yes, some of the videos are broken, get over it, blah blah blah. There is the other channel, Emendum Videos, and some of the videos actually work on that channel. So, you know, if you're desperate, eventually all these things will be on a website somewhere, but you know, it's a lot of work and blah, blah, blah. And it is all kind of redundant. And probably I prefer you watch the newer videos than the old ones anyway. But whatever. All right, so here's a whole pile of crap. I don't see why the lack of objective purpose is an objective or logical argument for non-existence. Well, it just has to do with you don't see how a good is created by fixing a bad. So I could just argue that, I mean, there's not too many things I could point to as a good. Somebody could say it's a good thing. And I couldn't explain, the only reason why it's a good thing is because it's opposite to the bad thing that would have been. So pretty much prevention is the only good there is cleaning up a mess, right? That's good. But preventing a mess, that's even better. And if you can do it really cheap, you know, for a few pennies, you know, it's insanely more productive to prevent the mess. So if you can prevent the glass from getting broken, that kind of thing. You can prevent a painting from being burned in a fire. If you can prevent some value from being broken or messed up, that's really good stuff. You know, somehow you can, you know, prevent the dam from breaking because you stick your finger in it or, you know, any other appendage you have available. You know, good thing. So this, you know, you can't figure this out? That you really need to have some kind of functionality to say something's good. And the functionality is preventing bad. And that the universe doesn't have any, it doesn't have a broken leg, it doesn't have a snotty nose. You know, it doesn't have a, you know, an oozing eye. It doesn't have a problem that we show up and be the cure for it. So it's not broken, all right? That's the argument. And, you know, squirting human grease on it, what the fuck good is it, right? It's not serving any purpose. It's not squeaking. It doesn't need it. It can't use it. Really can't do anything but start making a mess, right? Start corroding the metal and now making a problem that needs to be fixed. So humans show up, make a bunch of human beings that need to be cared for, and then basically doesn't care for them. The end, right? That's the story, right? I could theoretically father 20 or 30 kids, right? And let's say 10% of them are broken and dysfunctional and have problems. You know, they bang into walls, do things, and I don't do a damn thing about it. I just say, tough shit. You see? Now I've created a problem that doesn't have a resolution. So now I've made a mess in the universe. I haven't fixed anything. I've just created some broken shit. All right, but you can't get it. Okay, fine. What the fuck? On his person. What the fuck? On his person. Ha 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 ha. I don't even know what that. So on his person, and it's a play on the words on his person. I don't know. Oh, I think he's an honest person? Is that what you're trying to say? Oh. I don't think so. We never needed purpose to exist. So that's not the subject, is it? The fact the universe can fart. You know, the simple things are easy to do, right? So you could think if you're going to invent a machine, the easy, you know, the sloppy machine doesn't do anything and might potentially kill somebody. Right? So what is that a good thing? Because it exists, it automatically, you know, you're saying it doesn't need to be functional. It can make messes. Well, yeah, that's the easy thing to make is something that doesn't work. The complicated thing, the thing that takes trouble and effort, is to make something that actually works, right? I mean, it's easy to throw a bunch of car parts into a pile and say, there, car. I'll just glue anything to anything and say it's a car. Well, no, that's bullshit. The tricky part is to arrange all the parts just right so the damn thing does something useful. And the point is for us to be useful because of our bad origin, we have to work at it. Just having babies isn't useful. It doesn't create a better world and all of that crap. You have to do it right. And there's 9 million ways to do it wrong. And there's only like 9 ways to do it right. You don't get that? It's a lot harder to do it right than it is to do it wrong. It's harder to do it right than to do it wrong. Wrong is really easy. Lots of ways to do it wrong. Not too many ways to do it right. Can you get it? No, you can't get it. And are able create, and are able create our own subjective purpose. So we can just make up a little fantasy. I'm a gremlin hunter. Yeah, I've caught millions of gremlins and I have them in cages, and I could just make up some bullshit. You know, I'm inventing, whatever, light speed travel. Yeah, I'm not working at it very hard, but I am inventing it. You know, any minute now, it's just going to occur to me how to do it. I could just make up any kind of horse shit. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be connected to reality. There doesn't have to be any evidence I'm doing a good thing. I'll just believe it. Oh, fuck. If one wills it. So whatever that even is. So you will out of nowhere. I just willed it. You know, all of a sudden I didn't have a will and there it was. All of a sudden just showed up out of nowhere. Nope, didn't need any life experience, didn't need any traumas, didn't need anything. I just will stuff. Boop. Just pops into my head. For no reason. No cause and effect chain of willing. You know, no narrow path of your will. Your will comes from direct, you know, like the veins in your body. There's cause. The flow of blood doesn't just show up. You know, oh God, these people are so fucking stupid. All right. The insufficient value that doesn't justify the cost is a subjective statement. No, you can call it subjective, but it's based on logically adding it up. You're saying there's no such thing as a standard for, like, defining what a bad purchase is. Like, there's no... You can't really tell what's on one side of the fence. Oh, bad deal and good deal. So buying a car or anything, it doesn't matter what I'm describing. You're saying, oh, you can't figure out the value. And I'm saying, yeah, of course you can. You can certainly do the stuff that's way on one side of the fence or way on the other side of the fence. It's really easy to do that. Fuck. I mean, you know, we can't say for sure that curing cancer would be a good thing because of how we'll fuck it up in some way. But it's a general statement. You got to be able to say, yeah, that's sort of on the good idea side of the fence rather than a bad idea. There's more ways that can go right than that goes wrong, in a way. All right. Let's see. Cost is a subjective statement of moral. So again, I mean, I can't emphasize it. So many videos, so many times saying, well, I don't care about your morality. It's not an interesting word. It doesn't have anything to do with the truth. The truth is you're just doing a value equation. And you're just stating that something either is efficient or is inefficient. So it's not about morality, it's about basic efficiency. Does the fucking thing produce more good than it produces bad? Is it cost? That's money, right? It's pulling money and it's giving money. Does it produce more? Does it put more in the bank, or does it, you know, evacuate all of the value out of the bank? It's not about morality. Whatever the fuck that stupid concept is. It's not about some dogma written by a god. It's about an equation. It's about a process of evaluation. Look up the equations and you can sort of figure it out. Like, even like the Drake equation or some other scientific equation that's sort of bullshit. And just, it shows the idea. The idea is you're just trying to measure the variables, figure out all the possible effects, and to say, is it good or bad to press the button, go. Shit. And our values as such can be argued by a myriad of subjective arguments. So again, this bullshit that everything is subjective is just plainly bullshit. Okay, I mean... there's nothing subjective about measuring the distance from the Earth to the Moon or, you know, some other fact. all the facts of evolution are not subjective facts. You don't sit there and say, do I feel like the DNA molecule of a chimpanzee is 98% the same as ours? No, I don't feel about it. I don't subjectively just say, oh, I'll just rub my hand on a chimpanzee and figure out what a chimpanzee is. It's not subjective. Fuck you. All right, what is necessary is not what is needed. Sorry. That's about as dumb as it gets. I mean, just so silly. Look at all this crap. I don't know. This will take the whole video. I'll waste the whole video on this one fucking honest person. Anyway. What is necessary is not what is needed to exist. So again, we're not talking about what's needed to exist. We're talking about whether or not existing is intrinsically somehow a great idea. And no, there's no intrinsic reason to think it's a great idea, because there's nothing it's doing in the universe that's at all necessary or useful. Who is to say that life is a necessary or not, a necessity or not? Anyone who has a brain and can do some logic can have an opinion. But I'm just saying, obviously I can't think of any opinion they could possibly have where they can come up with anything rational beyond the gremlins think we should exist. So beyond coming up with some fable about how wicked witches think we should exist, I mean, you know, I can't, there's no logic that somebody can present that's based on what we know to be facts, like we evolved from fishes, that could explain why the fuck fishes that can sing and dance are needed, that are useful. No. Of course, you humans have that prerogative, but that doesn't make it any more true than any other person who would say otherwise. Clearly, it does make a difference whether you're informed or uninformed. So it makes a difference whether you have acquired a volume of accurate information. So, I mean, you don't think there's any difference. Somebody can believe that Mars is, a hologram. And that's okay with you. It doesn't matter how silly their foundational pieces of information are. You're saying their opinions are just the same as anyone else's opinion. That there's no such thing as qualifying opinions based on the fact that the person has actually done it, you know, or actually experienced the event or something like that. You haven't died, but I'm sure you're going to tell everybody that it's okay. Dying is no problem. You haven't done it, you know, but you'll tell us that it's okay. No big deal. Hardly inconvenient at all. Right? That's your statement. You're unqualified, stupid, completely counter every experience I've had with death, in the sense that, yes, a few of them weren't horrific. I mean, it wasn't something to go running around circles over, but some of them were, and it was unacceptable. Unacceptable. It was not acceptable. It was an expense that was just so high, a bill for $1 million, and you're just like, I can't pay that. I won't pay it again, that's for damn sure. I would not vote to pay for it again. So, and you would. Yeah, you're saying your opinion somehow qualified. I don't think so. All right, take a little break. People are so taxing and irritating. All right, we're back. All right, so, you know, part of this would be so much better, you know, if the internet was what it should be, okay, an accountable place. And, like, all of us could be profiled very simply. Like, I could just click on his screen name and get a profile. How old is this guy? What the hell? What books has he read? You know, whose dick has been up his ass? How many kids has he made recklessly? I mean, what? It'd be so much better to have a context from where the fuck this asshole's from. I mean, what is this perspective? Who's forming these moronic sentences in defense of some bullshit notion that it doesn't matter how many world wars we have, it's worth it, it's worth it, it's worth it. Doesn't matter how many people die of cholera or whatever, and it doesn't matter how badly they die, it's worth it, it's worth it, it's worth it. I mean, what the fuck? What is this, you know, what's the source of this moron? I mean, is he like the, you know, the flat earther? I mean, how broken is his brain in terms of its capacity to deal with reality? You know, but we don't get that. And that's really irritating. Okay. So anyway, you don't need to live and you don't need to die. So this again, that's not the story. I mean, in the context of our current circumstance, your life or death only means something in terms of how you affect the future. So, I mean, it's, you know, pretty much there is a need, there could be a need for you to live now because you live on a lifeboat full of potential victims and they need you to keep them from hitting icebergs or something. So there can be a value in your existence, and it doesn't have anything to do with the origins of existence itself. These are two separate questions. Whether I should exist or whether humans should exist, those are two different questions. And, you know, you can't even figure that out. All right, in any objective sense, okay, so there is an objective sense where we could ascertain that if somebody has 98%, okay, of the cure for cancer in his brain, that might not be a good candidate for running over on the street. That we might do whatever we can to keep him healthy and productive. You know, make sure he has good meals and everything's okay so he can do the other 2%. You know, there is a objectively discernible value in people's existence, whether you like that fact or not. It's a fact. There's lives that have great potential and lives that have none. It's a fact. I mean, some are just going to be like a nasty mosquito bite or something. They're just not going to make your life better in any way. And there's human beings on this planet right now that will do absolutely nothing to improve the conditions for anyone. They will just shit effectively in everybody's face. And there'll be no gain, nothing gained from it. Nobody needed, you know, a shit facial. Okay, other than natural death could, whatever that is, death could be considered objective. I don't even know what that means. Death could be considered objective, though loosely, as we don't know all the entailments of death. So I do. So frankly, I think it's rather simple. Your brain functions and then it stops functioning. Okay, that's death. You don't go somewhere. You're not a soul. See, you must have a whole bunch of mysticism in your brain. You think there's something special, you know, that you're doing something completely different than the fish is doing. Is it swimming around going, curl, 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 food, 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 pussy. You know, you're not doing anything different. You're just doing it with more knowledge and more information. You're doing it, you're singing and dancing, okay? You have an orchestra playing, and there's more articulation, you know, to the way you're fishing. Yeah. All right. You can make so, you see, this is a, so, you know, everybody else is subjective except you, right? Oh, it's just so pathetic. You can make subjective arguments. No, they're real arguments, okay? You can point to things and make arguments that the thing is real, okay? It's not fake. This is a piece of tinfoil, okay? I mean, they're objectively true statements. They're correct and accurate descriptions of a circumstance and a condition. And that's what we're after. That's what philosophy should be. And these arguments should be tested. You can test this. And in every way, it'll turn out that, yes, it's a piece of aluminum foil. Okay, we're done with that. You can go as deep as and as hard, and you're never going to find a gremlin in there. All right. You can make subjective arguments, but as I have said, who cares what you're saying? You're not making it. This isn't an argument. Are you making some argument from spirituality or argument from some mystical belief that you hold? No, you're not even doing that. Let's see. Subjective arguments, but as I have said, that has counter arguments that wouldn't be incorrect, says you, as these are subjective truths, arguments rooted in morals. Well, that's just wrong. So again, it's rooted in, you're going to deny, I'm personally experiencing sentience, okay? So there's really absolutely no point in you telling me I've somehow got it wrong. I'm personally doing it. And I don't think you're going to be able to make any rational argument that what I'm doing as a feeling organism is any different than what the rest of you assholes are doing, okay? The fact is you have good days and you have bad days. You have good conditions and you have bad conditions. You can have a disease or you can have allergies or you can have some other disability or some other impairment or some other... I want something more that has to do with just the visceral inconvenience of the pain and suffering you experience every day. You know, you can have a migraine headache condition. You can have some kind of condition. And it's, you know, we can all empathize and understand those things because we've all experienced some piece of them. And that's all we're talking about. And I'm just saying plainly to you, all right, maybe you don't mind, okay, dying horribly versus dying smoothly. I logically know, and I would be willing to bet trillions of dollars on it. I'd bet my, literally, you could torture me if I'm wrong, that it would not be a good idea ever for me to suffer any more than necessary. It should be as minus that the smallest amount of suffering possible is the right answer, and more suffering is stupid. Suffering doesn't buy anything in the universe. Suffering isn't productive. And so you should never waste it. It just can't do anything good, and it's just a bad thing in its nature. And I know that as being a sentient being. You're not going to convince me that, oh, it's the same difference. It doesn't make any difference whether you die horribly, okay, long, slow, and brutally, or if you die quick, easy, and comfortably. I already know the answer to that question, and it's not subjective. It's logical. And unless you have some other diagram of what's happening to a feeling organism besides having terrible feelings and having good feelings, unless you can explain how that's not what we're doing, that the good feelings really aren't good or the bad feelings really aren't bad, you're not going to be able to make that argument, you moron. So, yes, it's subjective in the sense that I'm personally experiencing the adventure, so you can't tell me somebody else murdered them because I'm standing there watching the murder. And you're going to tell me, well, our evidence says it didn't happen that well. I saw it, so there's no point in you telling me what you think, you know, about that question. That somehow it's ambiguous, mushy, or illogical to understand something as simple as good feelings good, bad feelings bad. Yeah, no, that's pretty solid logic. And you're a fucking idiot if you're going to tell me you disagree that that's really not happening to a conscious being. And that all of us would like to minimize how much we have to pay for our existence, how much torture we have to endure to get through it or to do it. Fuck you. You know, that's just bullshit. You'd rather be, like, you know, horribly burned in a fire. You know, you go out into a fire to rescue somebody, to do a good deed, and you'd say, oh, it doesn't make a difference whether I come out in one piece or I come out, you know, with third-degree burns. Of course it makes a difference, an easy difference. We can all figure out that, yeah, the better result is you go into the fire, you rescue the person, and you come out undamaged. Everybody should be able to say, yeah, that's an objective good. There'd be absolutely no point in you being pointlessly tortured for doing a good deed. Fuck you. You're just too stupid. Anyway, I wouldn't really even call it truth at all, more moralistic. So he's using the same rhetoric. Again, this is just such a Like, you're saying it to the wrong person. So obviously these people don't write this shit to convince me of anything. Right? They're just propagandizing. It's like they're calling them the Slimocrats and the Republic Butts. You know, they're just you know, trying to just slander the subject rather than do anything constructive in terms of a persuasive argument. It's just a kind of mockery. All right, anyway. Ideations or something like that. Void of any truth, just human perspective. So again, you keep saying there's no truth here. Yeah, there is a truth. We're sentient organisms. Our brains are creating the phenomenon of our experience. You break the brain doesn't work anymore, the person disappears. That's what actually happens in the real world. Okay. It's baffling that you cannot see any flaws in your philosophy. That baffles you. That the stuff people would talk is the stuff they see and understand. And you're saying I'm supposed to see some sort of obvious flaw in my theory that you shouldn't waste suffering. You shouldn't squander it. That pain and suffering is a definite value. Yeah. Now, you might value some other things. I'm just saying, for me, yeah, there's nothing else. It always comes down to how much torture are you paying. There's nothing else you're bargaining with. That's what the money is made out of. It's torture. Okay, so that's the only currency. You're just saying, how much torture am I willing to pay for some silly thing that you're going to purchase? And I'd say, yes, you pay torture to stop torture, but you don't pay torture for, you know, the silver lining play, you know, or the stoic hero play. All right, you are no different than any other philosopher. So again, what's the point of it? What's the point of this babbly talk about what, you know, somehow in a competition with a philosopher? No, that's not what I'm in competition with. I'm making an argument. You just judge the arguments. You don't judge the person making them. So you can't even get that right, retard. Who has created a philosophy around his own subjective experience. So this is just more bullshit. Clearly the whole fucking arguments I'm making are, I mean, the images in the background, everything I'm doing is promoting the idea that this is just evolution, retard. That's not a subjective experience, okay? Evolution isn't a subjective opinion. Evolution is a theory, a statement being asserted as being a fact of our circumstance, our creation. What we're the product of. And it's a huge piece of information in terms of giving you some insight into what we have paid for this and what we will continue to pay for it if we don't do something better than be obedient to a machine that wasn't designed, that didn't pass an environmental impact statement. Again, if I was to propose tomorrow that I'm going to make a machine that makes human beings and it will kill 30% of them in the first 3 days and then it'll kill another 30% in the next 10 days because it's making, you know, it's a machine designed just to create breeding stock and it just doesn't care about how many victims it makes, how many are retarded, how many get nails in their eye, all of that crap doesn't matter. Nobody would give me a permit to do it. You fuckhead. And the reason why people can get like us, you know, injecting perfectly healthy mice with diseases, the only way people make that rational is because they do what you do and they just subjectively decide, I'm going to ignore basic facts. I mean, I'm going to ignore the fact that I know a mouse is a sentient organism and that it does have good days and bad days, that it does feel torturous and horrible pain. And I'm just going to pretend that doesn't happen. I'm just going to make the facts go away so I can get what I want. I can get my ice cream cone. All right. Subjective experience, void of vision. So you have the vision. What is it? Jeebus? I love you and I'm going to save you and I'm going to forgive all your sins ahead of time.
But it'll make absolutely no difference. You won't be able to tell the difference of you being saved or not being saved because you're still going to get cancer. Ha ha. What the fuck? I mean, it doesn't make any difference. And when you go to heaven, you won't remember who you were. So it's not really you going to heaven. I mean, what the fuck are you talking from? What kind of moronic perspective are you speaking from? All right, extremely myopic view of truth. So again, this isn't about a view of truth. It's a view of the universe and what you think is real and what isn't real. I'm arguing that, yes, there's no magic gremlins that are going to come to save the day and that human beings can't really do much with the design. They can just figure out, like, I can paint my room blue and I can paint orgy women on it. You know, and I can do something to make it more fun. Okay, I can make Disneyland more exciting, but that's about all there is. There's just entertaining our need to have little parts stroked and you know, to have little moments of joy. Oh, it's just so pathetic. All right. Okay, I wouldn't even call it truth at all. More moralistic. So again, you just keep doing. Oh, I already read that part. It's baffling. You cannot see the flaw. Why would I see a flaw in something I'm advocating? So again, it's just so stupid. But you're not going to tell me what the flaw is in my fundamental philosophy, because that's what we should be arguing. We should be arguing. I've logically pointed out why I believe what I believe. And so you're supposed to point out why I'm wrong. So why am I wrong to think torture sucks? Just explain to me why torture doesn't suck. And that it's okay if I'm tortured. Go ahead, explain to me why you subjectively think it's okay that I get tortured more than I need to be. That, you know, they don't just stick a nail in this eye, they stick one in this one too. All right, extremely myopic view of truth, which could be argued in an objective sense, but as we are bound to subjectivity and are speaking of a negative value to life, this is just plain ignorance and nuances, says you. So again, you're not making an argument, you're just insulting, okay, and saying, oh, you're trivial and you don't see with my big eyes. Or some kind of crap. So what facts do you have? What arguments can you possibly make? Okay, you're conceding that somehow you don't need to make any. You can make a machine that doesn't have any discernible use, and you can grind up resources to do it. You could kill a baby or whatever. You know, you can give a kid cancer, and you don't have to do anything productive. There doesn't have to be any productive consequence. You just give the kid cancer, the kid suffers, and now that makes your machine, and somehow your machine doesn't have to do anything good. It doesn't have to comfort somebody else. It doesn't have to be in any way productive. I'm saying that, yes, you should be able to defend it as a productive thing. If you can't defend something as enhancing a circumstance, then you can't defend it. It's undefendable. All right, you can't accept that bad comes with good, so this is the silver lining horseshit. Oh, and you say it's all equal proportions. It doesn't matter how many world wars we have, it came out exactly equal. So, I mean, are we ahead or behind? How do you make this equation that you're making where you say that just the right amount of people died in World War II? Yes, we were way ahead. And yes, we lost. We paid a price for that war. You know, so with some pain and suffering, but no big fucking deal, right? All the radiation sickness, all the horrible ways people had to be, disposed of. Oh, it doesn't mean anything. No big deal. Because the good equals the bad. By the magical, the good equals the bad equation. Fuck you. And so you want to ensure it all. You want to erase it all. No, you're the one pretty much erasing it all. You're saying that it doesn't matter that evolution kills, 99% of the things it makes in some brutal and horrible, awful way.
Okay, so we can make one conquering hero. And you think that's logical and acceptable. You would vote for it if it was your kids. Yeah, I don't think you would. But it has no purpose, or because not enough good to outweigh the bad. Well, that's the question. You think it's worth it. I don't think you're doing anything that would justify giving one kid cancer. Just one. I don't think anything you have done in your whole fucking stinking useless shitty life, okay, would be worth giving me cancer. If that was the price of your existence, I don't think the universe is better off with your existence. That's just my statement to you, okay? Obviously, this is drivel. This is just fucking, I'm defending it because I'm on the bandwagon and I'm wearing the Life is Good t-shirt. You know, you work for the corporation, okay? You don't work for the truth. You're not doing the truth's business here. You're just propagandizing for some vague notion, okay, that, I wouldn't be part of anything that was bad, so the fact that I'm here, it must be a good idea. Or maybe, quite obviously, you've recklessly made kids, and now you have to defend the fact that you have subjected them to great risk for no good reason. All right, that is comical subjective nonsense. So again, that is trivial, mishy, mushy, useless tripe. Okay, that could be said to anybody. Any comment anybody ever makes in the history of mankind, somebody could just call it comical subjective nonsense. Comical subjective nonsense. You didn't make an argument of any kind. You didn't explain how you have a grander knowledge base from which you are opining, that you have a collection of facts and statistics to prove anything. No, you have nothing but comical subjective nonsense. It's just pathetic. So yeah, I'll respond to you. Well, that's just comical subjective nonsense. Anyway, this is just pessimism on crack. I'd be more like, real heroin, I think, not crack. But anyway, and again, you're what? Optimism on what? Baby food? Cat fetuses? Yeah, is that what your philosophy is? You ate some cat fetuses and go yum yum? And, that's your optimism engine, the vitamins for your optimism. So what's feeding your optimism? Why are you optimistic that the whole thing is working out so well that all of the, frankly, the nursing home blight and all the crap that's, you could just open a door somewhere and see the blight, see the battered woman, see the abused children. All of the crap that's going on right now on this planet for just humans, not even including all the little kittens that are going to be horribly disposed of tonight, in the dark, there'll be lots of little kittens, going meow, 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 and some horrible thing is going to rip them to pieces, little bit at a time. And that's all, that you're optimistic that, this is so profitable. We're just raking in the dough. Yeah, we're not paying anything at all for this. This is like free. Woo! Let's do it again. I mean, fuck you. I mean, you obviously haven't done the most important thing you're going to do in your fucking life, which is die. And you're just confident that, it's always worth it. Doesn't matter how badly I die, it's going to be so worth it. God damn, what a stinker you are. All you should need to say is some humans don't like life, and therefore we should probably take better care of this world, including all the sentient life that is your cup of tea. Well, you can't do any of that, so you have no realistic plan to take care of anything. Again, we can't even take care of the homeless. They're sitting here all going crazy on us. I mean, the only
you know, there's an increase in crime because all the nutty crimes are way off the scale. The nuttier the crime, you know, the higher it's now happening as a portion of overall crime. It's just amazingly bizarre. Because we just don't give a shit. We don't want to pay for broken humans. You know, we don't want to pay the real price for procreation. You know, the natalists don't want to pay the real freight for their blight. They don't want to pay when their dog, it's like the pet owners don't want to pay when their dog rips somebody's face off. They somehow think that should be everybody's problem. Fuck you. It should be your problem specifically, and it should be all dog owners' problem. They all should figure out that this is the liability. You know, especially if dog owners are going to support other people owning fucking goddamn psychotic shit dogs. All right. I remember the irony of Hothleday, you know. I mean, there was so many ironies in his life, but I remember, you know, when he got the pit bull puppy, I'm just like, well, what do you think this is going to go? You know, and one of the last things that happened to him before he just gave up on life was, yeah, his fucking dog got him, he's got his arm ripped off almost. You know. I mean, you know, it's just too stupid. I mean, it's just a coincidence that always seems to be pit bulls, right? It's just a coincidence that the closest I ever come to having my face ripped off by a dog, it was a pit bull. Yeah. It's just a coincidence. All right. Well, anyway, it's just so fucking irritating. And other, whatever this is, for, I can't read this word, Anyway, for those who subjectively, I guess it's euthanasia. Okay, so you always have to use this, you know, whatever bullshit talk. But fine, use the word euthanasia. I mean, use some stupid word to say graceful exit. All right. For those who subjectively do not enjoy this world. So it's just more talk. You're saying, well, see, it's all without a problem. We just, but we'll never do it. See, the point is until you do any of these things, you can't use them as arguments. This is the Pyrrho strategy. I'll argue the perfect world that doesn't exist. I won't argue the real world that does exist, the ones humans really create. Okay, not the ones you think they could create. So again, you're the one. This is more. I'm just gonna argue from the position of the fake silver lining that you never even produced. It's like you didn't even put it in the play, and you're making the argument. I mean, you know, if there was some hope that you could do some of these things, or you actually would do them, then you might have an argument. But you don't have an argument because you don't produce any of this. Pay attention to suffering thing. And in a sense, in this sentence, you're basically validating my point. You're basically saying that it's perfectly reasonable for somebody to think wasting suffering is an important value. That it's an important piece of moral understanding, that suffering shouldn't be squandered. You're basically conceding the argument here, idiot. Why would you need to placate it? Okay. It's quite simple and would do far more overall moral good for this world rather than the polarized outlook. So says you, the way you fix a problem is to get to its core. The core of this problem is the glib bullshit, this Nietzsche, nihilistic, self-interested horseshit morons like you are preaching. That's the evil in the world. The one that doesn't appreciate that you're not talking about how you're doing. The subject is, how is sentience in the universe doing? That's the real argument. And it's not doing well at all. You are preaching to the choir. So what even that means? I'm preaching, period. Okay, whether there's a choir or not, I don't give a shit. And that's obvious in all these videos. Where am I placating the choir? I don't even say, nice singing, choir. I don't even bother with any of that crap. So all I'm doing is making arguments. Now, you want to call that preaching to a choir? Go ahead. I just make arguments. And I think you fail to make a reasonable counter argument. You fail to explain to me why how much I am tortured in my life doesn't matter. So you failed to convince me that the real value of my existence is how much am I going to get tortured is really important, figuring out what the value of my existence is. And then, because I can do logic and figure out that my brain being tortured is bad, somebody else's brain being tortured is also bad. And because I can figure that out, okay, you need to also explain to me how the suffering and the torment that a bunch of other people end up experiencing is somehow worth it, okay, because us who survived the war and are unscathed, that somehow we got that for free. Okay, no, we didn't get it for free. An insanely high price is paid for it, right? Go look up like the Civil War and you know, just for a little while imagine all the slow, horrible death. You know, the bullet wounds that take 6 months to kill. And say, oh yeah, it's worth it. That the woman, you know, living the scurvy, smelly life, you know, baking her dinner potato is somehow a perfect example of the shiny silver lining. Yeah, no, it's not much of a silver lining. Eating gruel, on a wooden table in a dark, dirty hovel is not like some grand victory that's worth torturing something for. What do you think you're doing with your fucking pathetically stupid, moronic, ignorant life that you really think is worth any of that? Alright. So, that's an hour. So, I guess I'll do some more of this reading of comments during the week. And, because, yeah, there's a lot of them, I guess. And, Final Fantasy did counteract a lot of it, so maybe I'll read some of that and see if it's worth doing this. Oh, look at all this crap. Oh, damn. Could spend quite a while just doing this one person's moronic crap. Let's see if we can just do a couple more of these, just to prove that most of them aren't, you know. The fact is, he did the same thing as one of these people just writing sentences, you know. I mean, it's really only a sentence worth of gibberish because all he did was try to fling an insult that you're a subjective, non-visionary, closed-minded negatory, you know. No, I'm something logical and making arguments, and you're not on the subject, frankly. The subject is... What other, besides the welfare of sentient beings, what the fuck do you think has value in the universe? If it can't affect something that feels good and bad, how could something possibly mean anything? All right. Imposing life is cruel. I don't hear one bit. I don't like her one bit if she promotes suffering and murder. Well, I don't know if she promotes it. The point is that she's sort of glib. That's the point, okay? So, this is the McCark bit one. Yeah, where she sort of talked about how her biological clock is ticking or some other kind of crap like that. All right, you should see how stoic you look. And your dick is probably free-falling. I don't know what that means, but... fine, whatever. Unpronounceable name. I shot a cum shot across your twin sister's face. So big it almost curled. It almost cured her cancer. My sister doesn't have any of my current sisters, but whatever. I mean, you're just saying, what does this person live for? I mean, why are they on this planet? I mean, this is just so fucking stupid. Ugh, alright, well, I'll just get rid of it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, humans are just such pieces of shit. Just amazing that anybody can defend, you know. I mean, even if this was like 3% of the human race, it's enough. You know, it's dirty enough where you say it's just not worth it. I mean, how big a boil do you need on your ass before you just say, oh, just cut off my whole ass. Fuck it. Ugh. God. I just hate this planet. Ugh. All right. So enough of that. Yeah, I should have stopped while I was only a little bit behind. Long cat guy. Hey, Gary, great job fighting the good fight. Much respect, as always. Okay, that's simple enough. Isn't attacking ex-physicists low tier compared to Republicans trying to ban abortions nationwide? No, frankly. I mean, you're trying to tell me that this abortion subject, which has just been, you know, it's been around my whole life, all right, that this wobble that's taking place, you know, this political oscillation is something I can do something about? I mean, you really think I can defend the Democratic Party, frankly? I can't do it. So if you're expecting me to defend because, oh, yeah, vote for the Democrats, I can't tell somebody to do that because, frankly, you're all insane now, right? I mean, you are just want to fill the nation full of multiculturalism. You think all this diversity is a good thing. Driving wages into the absolute toilet is a great idea. You don't fix anything, right? You have control of the House and the Senate. You haven't passed anything to fix all of the tax inequities that the Republicans voted for, the making the rich richer. You're not doing anything useful. So what do I defend? I can't make the argument because there's nothing about Democrats to defend anymore. They think they don't even understand what, you know, they really don't think people need to be productive. They don't think. They think they can all just be handed a living and nobody has to do any work, like some kind of commune, and it's going to work. Communes don't work. Okay, one guy ends up doing all the work and all the other assholes smoke pot. You don't have a plan. You don't have an alternative theory. So that's why you lost abortion, is because you became such a moronic psycho pile of jackasses arguing for jackass causes. Yes, tranny stuff is important. Yes, it's important to people that don't give it. People shouldn't give a shit about what you want to have sex with. It's nobody's business. Go ahead. You know, but really, you don't see how it's really stupid for us to be defending ideas where we have to figure out what our sexual orientation is when we're 8 years old? What a pile of crap. And so, yeah, all this liberal crap is so nonsensical. It's so fucking based on such rubbish. And it's so overtly offensive to everything those other assholes believe in that you're just overtly walking into the guns of the enemy and you're sitting there with your pocket knife. You're not prepared to win the war, you fucking morons. So that's why you lost. And you're going to keep losing if you keep defending nonsense that's just so repugnant to logic. Oh, you don't understand. I mean, you're not against anything silly anymore. You can deficit spend all you want. It doesn't matter how much it costs. Give away the money. You know, buy houses by putting $3 down. I mean, you're defending shit that's just so fucking stupid. So, of course, I can't do anything for the cause. Because I can't say, vote for the Democrat, they're pro-choice. Well, they're also pro-fucking lunacy. So there's no, whatever you get, you're going to lose, okay? They're not going to give you a good deal. All right. Oh, this is so bad. They're literally coercing life into existence in red states. Yeah, and you liberals will keep defending poor people having kids. So what's the fucking point? I mean, there's some truth that, you know, Republicans might impose a standard. They might even take away welfare. They might even force people to get a little bit more realistic about who's capable of having children. So what's the bigger blight? Okay, the poor people having kids are the not having available abortions. You shouldn't even have to have abortions in the first fucking place because the fucking civilization shouldn't be so goddamn stupid that people don't even know how they get pregnant. I mean, the fact that you keep people ignorant and stupid is the problem. Like I said, I would never vote for a Republican, but I'm just saying you're offering no alternative to their moronic. You're just become just as moronic. You don't believe in anything that is rational. You know, you have no rational standards. It's Trump against Trump. Ugh, it's disgusting. Anyway. Oh, this Kane West guy or whatever the fuck it is. Emendum. Kane said that Lex Friedman interview that history should be taught in school, only engineering. That history shouldn't be taught. Well, I don't see the big, terrible blight in teaching history, so why would I even care? But the point is who's teach? What history are they teaching anyway, right? I mean, everything I was taught as history was, you know, I'd say 50% of it was absolute crap. You know, like it was the higher tax tea that was in the harbor. That's what they taught me. That there was a tea tax and people protested the tea tax and the higher priced tea. No, the tea in the harbor was the cheap tea. Okay, the Americans wanted to own the tea market. They didn't like that the big English company had a monopoly on the tea market, and they wanted their cut, and that's all it was about. So the English were providing tea at a very reasonable price. Okay, it was really cheap, and they didn't like it because they couldn't compete with the cheap English tea. I mean, you know, it was a trade war, and it was just about capitalists, you know, American capitalists, who wanted their cut. There was nothing honorable in any of it. Yeah. So the whole Revolutionary War was just a scam. You know, it was just really about a bunch of the nobles, okay, in America, who didn't see the use in having a king all the way in England taking a cut, and they just wanted to make sure they made all the money. You know, so even though England built America with their resources, the Americans wanted ownership of the game. So they just basically stole the English property. That's the facts. I mean, the fact is, it wasn't a very honorable war. All right. So anyway, I prefer not to be an English colony. Okay, but it clearly wasn't as right and wrong a cause as other wars. Okay, there wasn't any the. It wasn't as sharp a division. The Americans were not being subjected to draconian oppression. That's just bullshit. All right, anyway, enough of that. Ooh, politics. Yuck. So, till the next time, I'm just saying that, you know, who cares whether history is taught? Yes, it's... I don't even know how you could avoid talking about history. I mean, it's a fact that there was a space program, and you could talk about, you know, how we progressively got to the moon. So everything has a context, and so history is part of the context. So I just don't see why anybody would have an objection to history being taught. But I mean, I wouldn't make a school curriculum that was 90% history and then 10% science. I mean, that would be really stupid. All right, anyway. I mean, I'm sort of in a battle over mv squared and, you know, a physics concept. And the fact is, if you just look at the history, it proves it to be absolute shit. And it's like the fact that all the physicists don't know the history seems to be an obstacle to them understanding why there's good reason to let go of this thing. That there's no reason to hold on to it because it has some integrity. It doesn't have any integrity. Its origin is shit. But you can't get people to understand even that, so fuck it. Ugh, the whole thing. I really didn't think, you know, I really did have the impression that if you really did, you know, make an argument well enough and do this and do that, you follow these certain little procedures that, you know, the puzzle piece would pop into place and no problem. But it really doesn't work that way. I mean, people really are obnoxious to facts and doing logic. And you have to do something more than that, apparently. And I don't want to do it. Whatever, they're licking their toes or something. I don't want to do it. Anyway, but we'll see. See what I'm driven to. YouTubers, click the bell and, you know, give me a happy face. Yeah? Subscribe and stuff, yeah? Fuck. I don't think I'm going there. But anyway, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot.